Welcome to another Carlin Loud Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, the cricket, I mean, it's sort of like...
What cricket?
Yeah, exactly.
Has there been cricket on? You're talking about the Ashes?
Well, no. I'm talking about here in Australia. They've had five 2020 games.
Has the summer of cricket already started?
Apparently so. And we've... the crowds have been really poor for the 2020 games. Australia's won them all. They've played Sri Lanka, won all three, and they've played Pakistan twice and won them. And the way they've won them, in the five games, they won them very easily. And the total wickets taken by Australia in the five games has been 39, yet we've only lost 9 wickets. I think that's a very telling point in understanding how much we won by.
So we've dominated those T20 games against Sri Lanka and Pakistan.
Yes.
And I'm just being a little bit facetious saying I did. Of course I knew they were wrong. But to be fair, I mean, apart from seeing them on the news every now and then, I didn't actually see a lot of publicity for them. And there's been a lot of discussion about the fact that, hey, this is actually... they're paid for per view or subscribed, and therefore, of course, free for air aren't advertising. And so most people are probably going to pick up what they're watching and seeing from free to air, and that's that. In this case, that hasn't happened.
Well, seeing the first 2020, Australia, they batted first and got 2 for 233, and then Sri Lanka were 9 for 99. So fortunately for all the rest of the games, Australia batted last, so at least the scores were a lot closer.
Well, they have been. I was just looking at the scores, and they were very low, obviously, and Australia have dominated. But it's interesting, because coming off the back of the Ashes, I'm not the biggest cricket fan, I mean, let's be honest, but I really got into the Ashes. And I thought there was a lot, like here at home, a lot of people were talking about it. There seemed to be a lot of interest, a lot of publicity, a lot of media, but there just hasn't been the same with the shorter version of the game. Is that just because it's the timing of the year, or is it people are just... do we get bored easily now? And maybe what was exciting 3 or 4 years ago, because T20 was really the big thing, wasn't it? Well, and is it starting to lose its shine a little bit?
Well, I believe it has. I mean, you look at in Adelaide, the Strikers, and they played those 8 games, 4 in Adelaide, and they were very well supported. Then I think it was last year they doubled the games, and all of a sudden the crowds dropped off because it's not as special anymore, and it's more like it's a bigger commitment. And I don't think people that were watching 2020 had that time to have the bigger commitment.
Or do you know, like as you said, if there's only so many games to go and watch, you put it in your calendar and you want to be there. But if there's more and more games available... And another thing on top of that, and I don't mean this to be negative at all, I think it's a positive for women's sport, but now, of course, the women's... and cricket are doing a really good job in promoting women's cricket. And so now there is... if we just think in the past, we thought, oh, it was men's cricket, but now we've got men's and women's cricket playing. And so, like, the women currently have their BB or standalone competitions on. And so there is a lot of availability to go and watch different matches, and maybe people are picking and choosing what they'll go and see.
Well, for me personally, if I was to choose the main thing to go to, it would be the Adelaide Test. I just think, especially because it's a day-nighter, you know, playing sort of Pakistan, probably not my favourite team to watch. I would prefer, obviously, England or India or even New Zealand. But I suppose at the end of the day, I still would choose that test match over the 2020 and the one days. With the one day game, I love the World Cup, but all those other tri-series they play and everything like that, it's just, you watch it just for the sake of watching it, and to a lesser degree, 2020 as well. But I just feel 2020 goes too much against the traditions of cricket, and being a middle-aged gentleman, I prefer middle-aged. The way it used to be played.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think, do we have to actually change? Because we're looking, and even these articles that are coming out about the T20 sort of saying what's going on, the crowd numbers are low, etc. But do we have to now, I mean, if I'm running a sport, that's something, that's like some data I've got to look at. But I'm also going to look at, for example, all these things are being, obviously, people are subscribing to certain companies to watch, things are being live streamed. I can watch, I can go on YouTube, for example, and watch highlights. There's social media, I've got Instagram and so on. So all those things are also being measured. And like Australian cricket is saying, hang on a minute, yeah, the crowds were down, but we know that there was this many people engaged in watching those games at different in different manners. And do we now have to sort of, I mean, you and I are a bit old school, right? But do we have to now start looking at sport and go, hang on, how people view sport now is very different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's not just bums on seat anymore. It's all the other aspects of, and because people can engage at all different levels. I mean, I can stay home and watch four different sports on my tablet with who I'm subscribed to. I can have the cricket on, I can have the tennis, I could have car racing, and I can watch all of those at once in the comfort of my home.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can watch any sport from anywhere in the world. Why would I go and, you know, what's going to get me down to Adelaide Oval, especially now with the price hikes in food and drink? I mean, what's going to get me there?
You know, that's another interesting subject, because with the price rise, I know people will boycott it, and it's a little bit of a catch-22. And part of the reason that they raised the prices of food and drink was because the crowds were down with the AFL football at Adelaide Oval, so they're trying to sort of recoup money. I don't think that's the way you do it. I think you actually need to sort of maybe lower the prices a little bit to encourage people to buy food.
Well, we're seeing with some of the women's games where the ticket prices are lower. And in fact, some of them have been free and they get big crowds. So do people, I mean, obviously, again, is cost a factor? I think it might be. And so maybe you're right, maybe they need to think about it differently, but everyone's trying to make a profit. Speaking of profit, back to thinking about cricket, $1.2 billion, the broadcasting deal.
Unbelievable.
Now, if you're from Australian cricket and you're getting a bit of flack about only, you know, average of, say, 16,000, 17,000 people getting to these T20 games, are you that worried if you're getting $1.2 billion that you can now hopefully invest back into your sport and get, again, more people interested playing, even like, you know, supporting the players with better salaries, etc. What are you going to do? You're going to try and get more bums on seats, or are you going to say, hey, this is the future of how people are going to spectate?
You know, it's a hard one to answer, but at the end of the day, the atmosphere and the experience of going to a big sporting event is what makes it memorable. So even watching it on TV, when there's a big crowd and they're making noise and they're really getting into it, it enhances the enjoyment of the watching, even on the TV. And actually being in a big crowd, like when Liverpool came and played Adelaide United at Adelaide Oval and they started singing that song, you know, the hairs go up on the back of your neck. And then, again, with soccer in the grand final.
I see that game that you're talking about there, that's like a one-off, real special game.
Yes, yes.
And as you said before, like, okay, I want to get along to that because that's the one-off sort of thing. But if I can get along to the cricket any weekend, like, I'll choose when I want to get there.
Yeah.
And does that make it different? I like watching stuff on TV now. Like, I love car racing, as you know. Now, I've been to the Adelaide 500 a couple of times. And to be honest, I prefer now to watch it on TV. Why? Because I can see more of it. I get all the other stuff that comes with the commentators. I get the special effects. I get people finding more information. I get to see replays from all these different angles. And so I've been at the racing. I thought, you know, I know who's winning, but I miss so much because you can only see that one little window. I know motorsport's a bit different than like watching a game on an oval, but so I actually go, actually, I want to sit at home and watch it because I can see more, hear more, feel more. So I think things are changing.
Yeah, yeah. But look, cricket, sort of, they've morphed. In the 70s, they introduced the one-day game, and then, you know, in the 2000s, so 2020, where to now? I mean, if people actually get bored with 2020, what's the new, you know, cap off the rank? What's the new development in cricket? Is it the women's cricket?
Well, I mean, it seems to be. There's been, I mean, and again, to Australian cricket's credit, that's what they're saying. Hey, we're actually putting a lot of effort into promoting the women's game. And like, we had the cricket here on the weekend. Sophie Devine, who's a New Zealand player playing for Strikers, actually broke a world record. She hit five consecutive sixes in a row in the last over. Got Strikers over the line against Melbourne. And so
that's Travis Head.
And that's right. I mean, see, they're interesting. Like that New Year's Eve game, that really made Travis Head household name.
Yep.
And so those things do happen, but obviously those exciting things that happen still get people's attention and obviously get a lot of publicity.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because seeing Travis Head when he hit all those sixes and he hit that century and everything like that, and being at that crowd and on a New Year's Eve and with the fireworks in the background, you know, it's just unbelievable. It was a full house and everything like that. But then compare that to a game against Perth, where they were very down, they very defensive, and the scores were low. And South Australia, the Strikers lost that game, never really looked like winning. With an hour left, people were just piling out, and it was quite an empty sort of stadium, and it made you wonder sort of, you know, what law were they going to bring in to change it? And the thing is, when you start thinking like that, it sort of, you know, tampers with a game. Whenever you tamper with a game, it sort of it loses something, I think. They really should be thinking hard about how they can set a game up to be played, to be competitive, and just put things in place so it can go ahead, rather than like the AFL do. Every year they make wholesale changes in the rules.
And I hear, again, a middle-aged man with his frustration speaking, and I understand it. I understand it, because you go, okay, sports are constantly looking for new markets, aren't they?
Yes.
They're trying to expand. They want to bring new people in as spectators, or whatever they want to call it these days. They want people engaged with their sport. But at the same time, do you therefore lose those traditional spectators? Like, do they go, well, we don't care because we've got a whole new generation of people watching our sport? But is the new generation, do we get bored easily?
And is that new generation sustainable? That's Are the crowds like, sustainable?
Well, son, we have so much at our fingertips now. We can get so there's so much going on that if that's no longer engaging us, do we jump to something else? Whereas if I'm really a cricket fan, and I know plenty of them, they're going to go to every cricket game in Adelaide. They're going to be at all the days of the test. They're going to sit there and watch that for 5 days. They're going to love it. But probably if I'm not a real cricket fan, but I don't mind the pageantry of the T20s, I'm going to go along with my mates, have a few drinks, enjoy the razzmatazz, and go, well, that was a great couple of hours, but will I come back?
Well, you know, that type of cricket fan is probably 50% of the crowd anyhow. And that's the beauty of the Adelaide Test, is it's made up of a whole range of different people. The addicts that have to see every ball, the cricket fans that come along to see a good game, the people that are there for the atmosphere. And the point is, getting a big crowd keeps everyone happy. It just keeps everyone in the game. Now, if you're a casual supporter and you're going along and you experience the atmosphere and you love the atmosphere and you've had a good vibe, you will come back.
Well, you assume. But then how much, like, at some point does, like, that excitement and what you're seeing, lots of sixes and all that stuff, does it wear off? You know, is it like people go, well, I've seen that, what's next? It's like, you think about movies we watch. You think about special effects. Now, 15 years ago, there would have been special effects that blown our mind. Think of The Matrix, for example. But now, that's run-of-the-mill. So I go to watch movies now and go, oh, yeah, that's pretty normal.
Yeah.
Whereas 15 years ago, I would have been, wow, did you see that? So we take things for granted, don't we? Yeah. We've seen that before. No, ho-hum, what's next? And that's the hard part for sport. Think about the other thing for summer. I mean, summer is a busy time of sport. I mean, think about, you got your soccer on. You've got your basketball. You've got tennis, like the tennis is going. You've got cricket. I mean, so golf, I mean, there's a lot of sport in summer competing for our attention. Whereas, would I be right? I mean, is it right thing? I'm thinking winter is like netball football.
Yeah.
Right? And so, but summer now, all of a sudden, there is a lot of different things going on.
And some of those
sports have got to compete against each other.
And some of those sports have changed to the summer specifically to get away from football. Baseball used to be a winter sport until the late 60s, early 70s, and changed over to summer. Soccer, traditionally a winter sport, but they play their national competition basically in the summer. So
and even the women's AFL comp is summer now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of sports, big sports, vying for our view, us to be their viewers. And am I going to get along and watch it, or am I going to like spread it across and watch it in different mediums?
You know, this is an interesting subject with many sidelines to talk about. We should continue this sort of as a semi-regular sort of series going down the track, because there's so many questions that it opens up in my mind, and I'm sure in your mind as well, that we can discuss. But for now, so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.